in June of 2011, I received a call from the FBI. The caller wanted me to fly to Washington, D.C. and train several dozen intelligence agents. As a writer and journalist, I was confused. Train them in what? I asked. His answer? Seduction. I had written a book called The Game about several years I spent undercover in a secret society of seduction experts.
His latest, The Game, details his journey into the secret world of pickup artists. He knows how to do it, and he's here.
And to my complete shock, the man on the phone informed me that the book was required reading for him and his colleagues in the FBI.
In our work, where you're developing confidential human sources and recruiting spies, an understanding of how to develop quick rapport and attraction is key and critical.
This is one of the agents who was present at that session and the former head of the FBI's behavioral analysis program. He told me that if I was surprised that the American government uses seduction techniques, then just wait till I hear how far the Russian government is willing to go. As a journalist, I decided to find out and soon uncovered a ring of Russian models sent around the world with specific instructions.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
But no Russian spy was willing to talk.
I will not be able to respond to this question due to a professional secret.
Until today. For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy tells her story and reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
I'm Neil Strauss, and from Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For, coming March 26th. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts. How long does it take to make someone fall in love with you?
To make someone fall in love? Like, completely? 3 dates.
Wow.
Minimum hour. I need an hour.